Welcome to the Jones Zone, a podcast by Daryl and JJ Jones, your resource for building wealth and knowledge in everything real estate. Your host, Daryl Jones, a top Orange County real estate agent, has been supporting homeowners for over 30 years. He is here to share his tips and advice, as well as insights from industry experts, to help you take your real estate game to the next level. Now, here's your host, Daryl Jones.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Jones Zone. In this series, we're going to be talking to Elise Adams. She's a long time. I'm so excited about this because I've known Elise for longer than I've known anybody else that's been on this podcast. So when she agreed to do this, she's actually not a real estate agent in Arizona, but she's from Arizona. She moved from California. How long did you live in California, Elise?
5.5 years I've been here in Arizona. I was born and raised in Southern California.
Awesome. You were affiliated with my dad somehow. Were you a student teacher or how? What? Explain that.
I was a paraprofessional in your father's class. So in his history class, I worked with the students who had learning disabilities that were in his class. And I would work extra with them, read tests to them aloud and stuff like that. So it's called a paraprofessional. I did that in Brea for 11 years before I started teaching on my own. Your dad is one of the reasons why I teach.
Well, he's going to love to hear that. I don't know if I ever told you this story once. Well, I was meeting with some person in Brea. And she said, hey, can you meet? She was an elderly lady. And she said, can you meet with my daughter first before we do anything? And I said, absolutely. So she comes down next weekend. I talk and she's, the daughter says, yeah, okay, mom, go ahead and hire him to sell your house. And then we were chit-chatting while she's signing everything. She said, oh, yeah, she went to Bray. And I said, oh, did you know my dad? She goes, Mr. Jones is your dad? And I go, yeah. And she goes, I became a teacher because of your dad. I mean, I get chills right now talking about that, but similar to you. And my dad had a great story. My dad was a custodian at the Brea Junior High back in the early 70s. And he was going to get his teaching credential at Cal State Fullerton, got it, gave his resume out. By golly, got hired by Braylinda High School in 1974. So these eighth grade, I can only imagine these eighth graders who went, saw him in eighth grade, then the next year, all of a sudden the custodian's their history teacher. So, but I think you have an extremely compelling story and I'll let you tell it, but you were talking about someone because you didn't have your teaching credential. You were kind of like my dad. You didn't have it in your early 20s. Like oftentimes a lot of people.
Oh, no.
So how'd that happen?
Well, people like your dad. So I worked with your dad and he would tell me, you should not be a para, which is an aide. You should be a teacher. And I'd say, by the time I finish getting my credential and all that, I'll be so old. And I was there for 4 years at Braylinda High School. And then they moved me to Brea Junior High. And I was not pleased because I loved the people with whom I worked at Braylinda High School. I quickly came to love Brea Junior High. But I worked with a man named Wes Adams. And Wes said to me, you absolutely should not be a para. You should be teaching. And I said, Wes, by the time I finish teaching, I'll be in my late 40s. And he said, Elise, you're going to be in your late 40s sometime anyway. You might as well do something while you're getting there.
And it kind of lit a light in your head, a little fire under you.
It did. It did. And it's for people that believed in me. Your dad started late. He came into teaching later in his life. It wasn't something he started like a lot of people. So I also had that hope that I could do that too. And it's been the best decision of my life.
Well, he is just so complimentary of you. He's just... I mean, I think it's fair to say if you were to ask him who's one of it, this is so challenging when everybody says you're top three of anything, but I would say he thinks you are probably one of the top three teachers he's ever met. That I'm putting words in his mouth, but I'm sure he would concur on that. But okay, let's get to the point here. Sorry, everybody. So this is a series I'm doing. My wife came up with this idea because I'm doing series that are just real estate related. And so I'm doing mostly that. And then we have had so many clients move out of state. And my wife said, you should do podcasts with people who left California, who moved from California to another state, and allow people to kind of get eyes on that and listen to what they have to say in terms of compare and contrast, being that you've lived in both, of course, Arizona and California. So that's what we're going to do. So tell us, where in Arizona are you? And it's funny, I ask that question and people tell me, and then I think, I don't even know where all the cities are in Arizona. So you have to elaborate. So what city are you in? And then what metropolis or area are you in?
So I am in Gilbert, Arizona. I'm about 25 minutes from the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. So that's obviously in Phoenix. So I'm not far from Phoenix. It's Chandler-Gilbert area. When we moved to Chandler. And then we were there for 3 years before we moved to Gilbert. And you know,
that's
you
right.
were part of that too, because you helped me with that.
Yeah, this is your second house in Arizona.
It is. And Gilbert Chandler is like taking Orange County and putting it in Arizona.
Wow. So, and we all love Orange County, so you can't dislike that. Okay, let's delve into the question. Okay, tell us, why did you move to Arizona?
So because teaching is my second career, my first career, of course, was being a mom. I was a para for 11 years. And when I got my teaching credential, there were more teachers in California than there were jobs. So I got my first teaching job about 2 weeks into the school year. At the time I applied, it said on the listing, the first 100 people to apply, and then it will be closed. And I was one of the 100 people, and I got the one job. There were jobs that I was one of 3,000 people going for one position.
Yikes.
So it was great when I got my first job. They told me it was only for a year. I got let go. In California, the rule is the last one in is the first one out, which thankfully is not the rule in Arizona. And so it doesn't matter how good of a teacher you are. If you are the last one in and they need to cut, they're going to let you go. And so every year I worked at a different school. I made new friends. I made new family friends, you know, with the families of the kids that I taught, and I had to leave them. And it was after my third school, and I had an interview in Diamond Bar, and it was going to be with one of my really, really good friends, Chris, that I wanted to work with so badly. And the day of the interview, they called and they canceled the interview because they had an inter-district transfer and those take precedence. And I just said, I can't do this anymore.
And so what happened?
Well, my sister at the time had just bought a house in Tennessee. Her husband and her were retired. He was just retiring. And so they bought a house in Tennessee on a beautiful lake. And I know that you know my story. We have had some serious deaths in our family. And when my sister-in-law lost her son and her husband within 3 months of each other, we had to fly up to Spokane each of those times. And it was an emergency, and you pay a lot of money to go fly as an emergency. And so I had said to him, I think it's time for us to leave California, but I don't want to go anywhere that we cannot drive home if we need to be.
So I have a series of questions that I ask that I think anybody who's contemplating moving out of California would want to know. So tell us, what are the biggest differences between California and Arizona that you've noticed that you'd like to talk about?
Number one is traffic. Every time, you know, we go back to California every 4 to 6 weeks, the traffic is insane. And I know people say there's traffic everywhere, but I'd rather sit in traffic for 20 minutes than an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
On Sunday, when I go to church, I'm not sitting in traffic, but in California, I was. And shout out to Refuge OC. We'd go to Refuge OC in the circle, in the orange circle. We would hit traffic on Sunday morning, every morning, just to go down there. That's one of the biggest things we notice. And there's fewer people here. Although it is getting busier, there are fewer people here. It's a very peaceful lifestyle here. Yeah, it was, you know, I left because of the teaching part. I've got a job. I'm well respected in my job. I can pick where I want to work. It's just a different environment.
Well, the traffic's actually been one of the big causes. Well, traffic and everything, just the busyness of California has been a big reason. That 91, you know, used to be able to time the 91 and 57 and time it where certain hours you can go and not have to worry about traffic. I think those have been dwindled down to 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. So that's a compelling reason to move. So basically traffic and work. Tell us what surprised you about Arizona. Anything surprises that you got when you did get to Arizona?
Yeah, the cost of living, obviously, which has changed because when the prices started going crazy all over, you know, 2 years ago, things have definitely, prices of housing and things have gone up here. But overall, the cost of living, of course, is less than it is in California. My house that I have here, I have a beautiful home. I absolutely love my home. Would be $1.5 million in California. It's, you know, it's a big difference in the way you live. The cool thing is, like I said, it's like having Orange County in Arizona. We have palm trees and we have grass and we have, you know, people think of Arizona as I did, where it's this dry, deserty looking place, but it's not necessarily this dry, deserty looking place, depending on where you live. So I enjoy that. And there's so much to do here.
Oh, well, that's one of my questions. Actually, let's jump to the weather, because you're right. I think that that's possibly one of the big concerns for California, well, Orange County residents, I suppose, because California and Arizona, of course, have a lot of desert in them. So, but, and the weather, how, tell us how you've been able to handle that. Has it been that extreme? I mean, obviously we have our big 3-digit days in California as well, but how's the heat been?
Yeah. So the heat definitely is a factor. It doesn't bother me because I tend to be cold often.
Yeah. Elise is around 2% body fat. That's possibly why.
I did not realize that it's extremely hotter, but extremely colder. So there are days in January when I go to work and it's 33 degrees outside, and I'm not used to that in California. It gets very cool here in the upper 20s and the lower 30s at night. But in the summer, it gets really hot. And when people say, how do you deal with that? I turn on the air conditioner, or I go in my get in the boat. And instead of like in California, where you have to drive 4.5 hours to get to water, that's good water, we drive 50 minutes to one of 3 different lakes, and we can drop our boat in that amount of time. And we boat a lot more out here because of that.
So you love to boat, go boating. Arizona could be the place for you. So now let's talk about the taxes. How are the taxes? Let's start with property taxes.
About a little less than two thirds of what we paid in California. Our insurance, our car insurance is much lower. To get your car smogged is $17. You can register your car for 2 years at a time. It's some of those things are crazy. Like when you go to get your car smogged and they're like $17 and like not 67.
That's amazingly so. So your cost, okay, taxes, and then you touched on your living, utilities, how are the utilities there? Because that's something that California has seen a dramatic rise in utility costs. How are utilities in Arizona?
Utilities are good as well. I mean, they're not as, you know, in Arizona, we have many, many more houses that are one stories. I've only owned one stories here, which, you know, in California, those one stories go on the market and they get grabbed up, especially huge the bigger demand. Ones. Here, you can get a one story fairly easily. And so that's a difference because I don't have a 2-story house, but I have my little level pay plan and I pay about half of what I paid in California for my level pay plan. It's a noticeable difference. It's a noticeable difference. It's why we had said we didn't retire in California. We knew we could afford to, but we wouldn't have had a life.
Right. Arizona seems like it's probably has a very robust economy and a lot of diversity as far as jobs, unlike certain states. I mean, Arizona, is that fair to say where you're at? You've got basically your industries and economy is got everything. Or I don't want to put words in your mouth. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I agree. Because one of the things is the fact that we have like Intel and some of these bigger companies out here that are very, very big. We have Northrop Grumman out here. And because of the cost of living and property and stuff like that, you have some of these bigger companies. We have massive Amazon facilities out here as well. So you have a lot of that is excellent for the economy. As far as teachers, we are paid less than we are in many states. We are like in the last bottom five as far as when it comes to pay. I work in the number one district in all of Arizona. Recently has been determined, it is always was for the Valley, but in all of Arizona, Chandler Unified School District is the number one school district. And I still took a large pay cut when I came here to teach.
But with the cost of living, and of course, Carl, your husband, Carl, we went to high school, the same high school together. He's got a job that allows him to, he doesn't have to be in a particular area. He can move wherever he wants.
Not anymore. Oh. This is another great thing that happened. My husband was scouted for a position 3 years ago. He went to work for a company that had fought hard to get him. And he now is managing all of these sales for his company. So he's a vice president of sales at his company and he is loving it. And he does financially makes more than he did in California.
So overall, though you're getting paid less, let's say, for teaching in California, overall, being the cost of living is so much less. Relatively speaking, you're good. You're better.
Yes. I would love for teachers to be able to be paid what we deserve. We're good. I don't know how some of these, because of the housing prices have really gone up here. The demand there's a lot more demand here. A lot more people are moving here. And so, although when we moved here, it was, you could say that, it's not quite as different as it was then. And so I don't know how some of these, you know, I've got friends who both of them are teachers, and God bless them, because it's tough.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. I mean, people ask me here all the time when we you know, you have a 3-bedroom house that goes for $1 million. And the sellers even ask me, who's buying these? How are they buying them? I said, all I know is they've checked their credit. It's wonderful. Their income's wonderful. They have low debt. And I don't know what they do, but whatever it is, they do it very, very well. So what is there to do in Arizona? You talked about boating. You love to go boating. I met you because my girls have a volleyball tournament in Phoenix on, well, not every year, but well, they kind of have. They've had quite a few when we met there. So you're close to Phoenix, and we were right by the baseball stadium. What's the darn name of that stadium?
The Diamondbacks. That's where the Diamondbacks play. I call it the Diamondbacks Stadium. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, I think it may have a name, but I'm sure the listeners can always Google if it becomes that important. But you've got a lot of sports teams, so that you've got that there, correct?
Yeah, it's been awesome. So because the Diamondbacks play at Chase Field, so we have Chase Field down there, and we have where the Suns play, and we have where the Arizona Cardinals play, which is in Glendale, Arizona. So I'll say this as nicely as I can. Because the Cardinals aren't as strong as some other teams.
Like who?
The season prices are pretty low. So we bought season tickets this year just to go to some of the games. Plus they play my team, San Francisco 49ers, and my husband's team, Dallas Cowboys. And so we had our tickets for those games as well. They play the Rams. We're in the season, so that's really fun. You can go kayaking because there are several lakes that are really close. You can go boating. There are like raft places where you can go rafting. There are wonderful mountains where people hike. Often hiking is a really big thing here. You know, we have the Grand Canyon. We're Arizona. I mean, it's a different part of it, but we still have the river and Havasu and all those. So.
And then this is something that oftentimes the Californians that I'm working with, they're oftentimes, you know, retiring because for obvious reasons. And so I have, how's the medical care there? Any thoughts on that? Is it easy? It's there, plenty of doctors. You haven't had to go?
As you know, I've had many surgeries on my feet in the last 2 years. I've found some wonderful doctors. I really would say it's comparable to California. Things are close. So I know that when people are retiring, one thing that my sister looked for is how close doctors and hospitals are to where you're going to live. And yeah. I hadn't even thought of it, but it's very, again, it's so much like when I lived in Orange County, that everything is very similar relative to location and stuff like that. Big hospitals, places that you can go, you know, cancer facilities and things like that. So there's no shortage of finding good quality medical care out here. We don't have HMOs the same way we do in California. And I do miss that. I liked my HMO. I liked the prices. PPOs are my thing out here, but it's not hard to find doctors and good medical care out here.
Here I go asking a teacher, how are the schools? Well, including the colleges. Obviously your school, well, you brought them to number one. Let's go ahead and state a fact. And then what about the universities, the colleges?
Yeah, so we have ASU, U of A, and NAU that are the colleges that are here in, that are the bigger colleges here in Arizona. And then we have some of the community college. Mesa Gilbert is a big one out here. We have really good schools. We have good school districts in this area. I love the diversity that we have in our school district in Chandler Unified. Gilbert, another great, Kyrene. You know, we're surrounded by really good schools. I know in California, like Yorba Linda Unified School District, excellent school district. Chandler is very similar to that. Gilbert is very similar to that. Strong school districts, large school districts. Brock Purdy, quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers.
Had to get them in there.
In Chandler, Arizona. So that's a good thing. We have a lot of kids who get picked up and go to college and farther from some of our high schools here in Chandler. Chandler High School, Hamilton, Perry, those are some of the bigger high schools, much larger than what I was used to. So I went to Canyon High School in Anaheim Hills. I think we had like 2,400 students. Some of these high schools are up to 4,000 students.
Wow.
They're large high schools. Yeah.
Where is it in proximity of the state? Just for listeners that are not sure where Phoenix is. Are you, is that in the northern set, the southern section of Arizona, the western, the eastern? Where are you in the state?
You know, Daryl, that's an excellent question. Let's look on the map. I don't know. I think we're kind of in the middle. I think so. It's hard to see in here, but yeah. I think we're kind of middle of the state. Yeah. Sure.
So I have these series of questions for all states. It's funny, this next question I have doesn't probably pertain to Arizona as much, but insects. But you probably have other critters. Is there any problems with any rattlesnakes or anything like that or any critters?
So I'm happy and proud to say that we are in the kind of in the middle of the, we really are in the middle of the state, sort of south, but basically in the middle of the state. Critters, yeah. So mosquitoes have every mosquito in Arizona finds me. I never had a problem in California. They love me here. So that's been a trick. Arizona is known for scorpions. Scorpions, when they sting you, apparently, and I have been very blessed not to have been stung, but when they sting you, like it will make, if they sting like your toe, your whole leg will go numb for hours and hours. Like it's very debilitating. Apparently it hurts like a son of a gun, and I'm being nice.
Yeah. Well, at least you don't die. I mean, I think of maybe naively think of scorpions and I think, oh no, goodness. I'm guessing you have to get to the hospital within a certain amount of time, correct?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. I found scorpions at my house. So, I mean, California's not immune. We have scorpions here. Yeah. At least they look like scorpions. I'm not a entomologist. Is that what it's called? I don't know. I think they're scorpions, but okay. So you know, nothing really dramatic. I mean, similar to California, I suppose. I mean, but nothing like some states. I've talked to people who you know, they've got these. Gosh, someone said that we've got insects the size of birds in certain states.
Oh no. Very much that part of it is like California, more mosquitoes, and you know that's for like a period of probably 3-4 months. So you need to be careful. Like I always have stuff on when we're going to go hiking or things like that. We always put stuff on so that we don't get eaten by the mosquitoes.
Yeah, that's not good. So you mentioned it a little bit earlier. What's the drive from your house back to Orange County? What's that? Is that a 5-hour drive, 7-hour drive?
It is 5 hours and 20 minutes with one stop. We stop at the same place every time and get gas and get some food. So you can get back in five. And honest to God, if there was an emergency, unfortunately, my father passed away last year in April. And I just did an emergency flight. It's 58 minutes up and down. And and that's the easiest way. But you can get home in 5 hours.
That's a, yeah, that's
to California.
Oftentimes something that is desirable for Californians. So do you have any advice for any Californians who are considering to move to Arizona? Any advice that you have? You don't have to have advice, but if you have some.
I would say do your homework. When we moved out here, I wanted to move to Peoria. It's a beautiful area. I called the school district, spoke to the most wonderful lady who literally kind of told me after speaking to me for 20 minutes, honey, I don't think this is the area for you because it's a smaller area. There's a lot of more retired people there, but it's smaller school districts and things like that. And I was really glad she did. Find someone, if you can, find someone you know that's moved there. I was blessed to have my friend Robin, who used to live right there in Brea, born and raised in Brea, raised her kids until they were in junior high. And then they moved out here to Arizona. Her mom and dad, I mean, her mom worked at Air Vista.
Oh, Air Vista,
in front office. And Robin Warner, when I had started looking, she had lived here for 13 years and she was a real estate agent. And she's the one who would say, based on what I know about you, this is, I think, a good area for you, Chandler Gilbert. And it has been such a blessing and such a change. And my son, Chad, who's still in California, said, Mom, within months of you moving there, you are so much more chill. I can see a difference in you. So it's just... it may not be for everyone. This was a wonderful move for us. I wouldn't go back because it's not as good for me as far as stress-wise and stuff to be in California. California is absolutely wonderful. I will never tell anyone different than that. But there are great places to live that aren't in California too.
Well, it's funny. I've gotten that a lot from people who have moved from California to other states, and they say it's just so much less stress. It's so laid back, and probably the traffic's probably part of that, even subconsciously, possibly, that being late because of whatever. But I've heard that a lot. That's probably what a lot of our listeners, well, both of them, are desiring. So you know anything about how the real estate? I mean, I do this in a mix with real estate agents and friends. So I know you're not a real estate agent. So do you know a lot about the real estate market? Is it a seller's market right now in Arizona, 2023, the end of 2023? Buyer's market, neutral market? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I do. I have a lot of friends that I bunco with that are, because real estate agents are, you know, as common as 7-Elevens are in California. It's very similar to California. Very, very similar. Our highs came at the same time. Things started changing and going down a little bit at the same time. You know, we bought here. I'm used to California as far as when you buy in, you're used to making money after several years. We bought here and sold 3 years later, almost exactly to the date, and made nearly $300,000 on that house.
Wow.
That was when things were going crazy, like in California. You and I spoke about this.
Right.
And then at this house, and we ended up getting a great deal on this house. So we're not, you know, people aren't necessarily upside down at all, but things have definitely mellowed out. I watch you on social media.
Oh,
and yeah. It's very similar in that, you know, we've got the interest rates higher, but there's less available on the market right now, especially right. as the comes, you know, through right now, right? With the holidays. So I would say it's kind of both. I would say it's probably a neutral market. I don't know how you feel about how California is at this time, and I'd love to hear that, but I think it's kind of a neutral market. If someone wants to sell, they're going to make their money, but it's not like they're going like hot potatoes like they were 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's similar to California right now. I mean, it's very inventory driven. There's just a lack of inventory. So it's that part's kind of unfortunate for a lot of buyers, but it has definitely slowed. In fact, I don't know if you know who Dave Ramsey is, but he had a great, I don't know if he came up with it, but I think he did. His first time I heard it, he says, date the rate and marry your house. And what he's meaning by that is one of the cool parts about these rates going up is it's caused the market to kind of slow down a little bit and give a lot of buyers more choices. I mean, it wouldn't be unusual for me to get 50 offers on a house. In fact, that was much more common. And now it's instead of 50 offers, we're getting 5 offers on a house when it's priced properly. So in buyers can, you know, they're not forced to buy a house in 2 seconds and also get something that they don't really, really, really love. There's just a few more choices. So it's a little bit better for buyers at the moment with these rates. And his advice was, just buy the house because you get better choices now. And then if rates do go down, then you could refinance at that time. I never tell people, because one thing that I think is a miss, I just would never tell anybody that rates are guaranteed to go down. I mean, we don't know for sure. I mean, most people think they'll probably go down for certain reasons, but it's not guaranteed. So I would never tell anybody that they obviously need to be comfortable with that payment in case that's the payment they're stuck with, for lack of a better term, for a while. But that's one benefit of a slowing market. And then I'm not sure if you'll know this. What would you say would be the average cost of, let's say, a 3 or 4 bedroom, single story house, 2,000 square feet in the area that you live in Arizona?
How many square feet?
2,000. Or you name the house. It doesn't really matter. I just took that out of the blue.
Well, where we live, 2,000 square foot with property, you know, you get a little bit more property depending. You're not going to be less than 750 up to $1 million. So you can buy a house that's, you know, 2,400 square feet with a small yard and you'll pay 720. But if you want to have any kind of a bigger yard, kind of a more decent size yard, you're going to be up over 800,000. But you don't have to pay $1 million to get a house out here. You do not.
And a little newer construction, a lot more newer construction there, I'm guessing.
Of new construction. We have a lot of new construction out here. So just like when things started moving out in California and things started going down the 91 and you were getting off at Green River now and you were going down towards the 15 and people were moving out towards Temecula and Menifee and those places, it's expanding that way as well. So there's a place called Queen Creek, and Queen Creek is getting much more popular. You can get bigger pieces of land out in Queen Creek, but it's far. So it is like me driving to Moreno Valley or Menifee area, whereas it's not as desirable unless you're going to create a life out there. But the building is just going crazy.
So pick your poison. You either get a nice lower price, and of course that's what they do here as well.
Absolutely. And you know, in Orange County, the house that I used to live in, we look them up every so often, the last two houses that we had.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, my house would sell for $1 million right now, and it's not worth $1 million right now. But it's because of where it sits in California.
Are you talking about your Orangewood or your Belinda? Yep. Yeah, your Orangewood. Oh gosh, I loved that house. You Carl and you would just, that was such a beautiful home, right near Mariposa Elementary School in Brea. And they did, boy, that was just a stunning house. However, it wasn't, you know, 3,000 square foot house on an acre, but it did have a big lot. You had a beautiful backyard on that house.
Big lot with a big pie shape, but it was a 1,400 square foot house. It was, you know, we had redone the whole house. The people still live in it that had bought it. Our other house in Yorba Linda, the one that we sold for $875, sold, is, I think, listed right now for close to what, not listed, but, you know, Zillow, whatever. 1.2, right. 1.8. So I if know. I took my house right now, which is 3,000 square foot on a third of an acre, and plop that down in California, I could make some bucks.
Yeah, that's without a doubt. Well, I think with California, and that's one of the reasons I'm doing this series, because the beauty about growing up, let's say in California and even specifically Orange County, but all of Orange County, all of California, is you do kind of get to have the pick of the litter when you go to retire and you want to go to Arizona or you want to go to Utah or Texas or Massachusetts or wherever. And you get, you can do that, which is, you know, a beautiful thing. However, of course, you want to be pretty sure you're going to be pretty staying, because it would be hard to get back in California. Yeah. But
right. So that's such a great point you made. It would be hard to go back to California. Not because necessarily people couldn't afford it. It's because you don't want to have to afford it. If I can live somewhere else, less money. Again, California, wonderful, beautiful. Because just like you and me, both born and raised there, it's all we knew. So we made that work. For other people who just come to California, they think we're insane because we pay these prices. But when it's all you knew, you did it and you made it work. Now we live in Arizona, we understand that difference. We get our gas on the Arizona side for $1 less a gallon. Hmm. And I am in Maricopa County. We have the highest gas in Maricopa County than in any other county in Arizona, because it's not gas taxes, it's the regulations that Maricopa County puts on our gas. And so we have this gas here, but we pay for it.
Right.
So, you know, that makes a difference. But, you know, you do have to go and investigate. You do have to do your homework. You do need to go sit down and talk to people if you're going to be working, and make sure it's going to be a good place for you, because it's not for everyone. If you are uncomfortable in heat, yes, it is 115 for sometimes 2 months at a time. It doesn't change. I'm fine in air conditioning. I walk where I need to go. You know, I park at the grocery store. There's covered parking. And then I go inside and it's freezing anyway, because, you know, I'm always cold. But you have to know that that's going to be the climate where you want to live. And you have to do your research.
I love desert communities. Now, what about this? Because one of the thing that's kept this season really mellow in California, at least in my opinion, is we've had a really, in the evening time, it's cooled down here, which is, gosh, what a dramatic help it is. So rather than being 95 during the day and then 85 at night or 80, it's gotten down to 60 degrees at night. How are the evenings there in Arizona? It's still hot at night too, correct? In that two-month period. No?
Oh, in that two-month period, for sure.
Yeah.
So when we're at 115, we're at 85 at night. But it's a cooler, we don't have the humidity, so you don't, everybody will go, it's a dry heat, but it really is. Right now, we're in our low 50s at night. So, and we're next week, we'll start getting in the, like in the upper 40s at night. So during the day, we're in about the 70s, but at night we're getting much cooler. I personally love the monsoon season. It is so cool because we get these monsoons that come through and it'll be pouring rain for an hour and then it goes away, and it's really cool. And that happens in the summer. Cool.
My daughter went to college in Hawaii. In fact, I'm doing, I've got a guest for Hawaii too. I'll be eventually doing, but that's how Hawaii is apparently. They've got a very frequent, I think it rains almost every day there, but it's just for 10 minutes.
Yeah, it depends on where you are. We have our timeshares in Kauai on Poipu Beach. And there are times when you'll just grab your towels and go up for 15 minutes, get something to eat and come back out and the sun is out and you're like good to go.
But it's, you know, you're absolutely correct, at least for me, that dry heat is much different than the high humidity heat of some of the southern states, because I've been in the high heat where it's low humidity and it's 105 degrees and it feels like it's 85 degrees. It's really kind of nice, frankly.
I agree. I don't try to sugarcoat it. When it gets hot, it gets really hot. It's not going to kill you. It's hot. Put up your window guard in your car when you get in. We all have remote start. So you remote start your car and everything's good.
Oh, yes.
Not that big a deal.
All right. Well, so that I've asked all the questions I had. Is there anything I didn't ask that I probably should have asked?
No, I don't think so. I love your sense of humor. As you know, you do a great job. I love that you're bringing to light that there are other places to live that aren't in California, but it doesn't make California not wonderful. It's just nice to hear other people, you know, take on how it has been. Not everyone moves away and has a great outcome. It just depends. But I love that you see that you're kind of opening that window and we call them windows and mirrors, you know, of what is offered out there in the world and what will fit for you.
Well, especially like I was mentioning, California, you just have that luxury of being able to really go to almost anywhere in America and be able to find yourself a nice house. So, well, I think that, and you're off, obviously. This is Thanksgiving weekend. I don't know when this is airing, but so it's November and you're off this week.
So we're different than California. And I will tell you, it's something I very, very, very much enjoy. Our school is on what they call a modified traditional school time frame. So we start earlier. We start at the end of July instead of at the end of August or middle of August like you guys do. So we start at the end of July. At the end of every quarter, we have 2 weeks off. So I get the first 2 weeks in October off. That's my fall break. That's when we travel. I go to Christmas. We don't get the whole week for Thanksgiving, but we get Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then we go till the winter break. We have 2 weeks off. We go to spring break. We have 2 full weeks off in spring. We have a shorter summer. The kids have still 8 weeks. So we have a shorter summer, but the retention has also been greater. So our numbers, since they've changed that, have increased in our school districts because kids are able to retain better. They're not off of school for the longer period of time, but they also have those healthy breaks.
Well, that makes sense. You know, my daughters, they also, I don't know this how relevant this is, but I had read studies about how test scores increased for teenagers when they were just able to sleep that one extra hour. I don't know if you're familiar with what I'm talking about. What time does your school start in the morning? Again, I don't know if how relevant this is, but
it's very similar to California. So our high schools start around the same time, 7:25. They vary just slightly because of busing. Our junior highs start my junior high starts at 8:35. The others, because of busing, because we're a big district, start at 9:01, not 9 o'clock. Why would you start at a normal time? And then they get off at 4, whereas we get off at 3:33, not 3:35.
They're very precise in Arizona, aren't they?
I do enjoy also, I will say, we don't observe daylight savings time, and I like that. We don't do that whole change of schedule and all that. So right now you are at 12:45. No, 11:45, because it's 12:45 here.
Right.
So I don't mind driving in the dark, but it's just, it's kind of a cool vibe that we have during the winter, and I like it.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you. It is kind of backwards, this time daylight savings thing, but whatever. That's not for a podcast on this station. Well, I think that concludes all the questions I have for you for now. So I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. I hope Elise has been able to help any of you that are thinking or considering moving to Arizona. I tell you, it sounds like it's a very similar state to California. So it would be probably not as much of a change as some other states.
Right. You, Daryl Jones, you have been a godsend even here. I called you when we were selling that house and moving to this one. And I remember you telling me, Elise, you have always taken plunges that I wasn't willing to take. So if you really want it, do it. And I did. I did every single thing that you had suggested. And it has been a godsend. I appreciate your friendship, but I appreciate your knowledge. I love you have to be one of the most honest, loyal friends and just people that we have in our life. And we appreciate you very much. So thank you for everything you always do.
You're more than kind. I'm going to start blushing here. Oh, I'm feeling beklempt.
Don't you dare edit that out, because you're a wonderful real estate agent. I hope people see that in you.
Well, I appreciate that very, very much. So, all right. Well, this concludes another episode of the Jones Zone. I hope you found some value in this podcast and this video. And again, thank you very much. Contact me if you have any questions about this video or send me a text. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning into the Jones Zone, your resource for building wealth and knowledge in everything real estate. If you found this information and insights shared in today's episode valuable, be sure to head over to iTunes to rate the show, leave a review, and subscribe so that you don't miss another episode. Remember, when it comes to real estate, knowledge is power. Stay informed and stay ahead of the game with us. I'll be back next week with even more expert advice and industry insights. Don't miss it. Thank you.